to see him.
And we have returned. Y'all better stop it. I'm watching.
Wait, did that happen live?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's why I went,
It's Angus.
Yeah, I deserve that. I didn't realize. Sorry.
I said we were going back to the main scene. What do you mean? I gave you more than a warning. That means you need to listen more. you all follow Cecilia down the hallway as she carries this giant black lizard over her shoulder, which is about her size, actually, as she's walking. And eventually you make your way to a door. It is a completely metal door that she stands in front of, and she looks towards you all. There is a metal slat that blocks this little peephole.
Wait, what's a slat?
Like a little window.
Oh, okay. I've never actually heard that term before.
I might not have used the term right now. I don't know.
No, you might have. I wouldn't know.
I don't know.
So, do we just turn it to Cecilia? Do we just go in, or?
She looks towards you slowly, and she looks towards A. You caught on to what it was, huh?
I mean, it was, how do I put this? I guess less thought it through and more felt it.
She nods a bit. And you see the lizard begin to fade, and it moves into her. And then she just kind of bows a little bit. I'm sorry for the problems I caused.
You didn't cause any problems.
She looks towards the three girls who were, of course, in the belly of that beast. She looks downward again.
Did you know that we were going to be swallowed by that thing?
No, nobody ever comes down here.
Well, it's not your fault then. It's okay.
She just looks up towards you.
I can shower. Water is definitely a must after all this.
She nods a bit.
Iggy's like, excuse me, what happened? I have no idea what's going on.
The fear. It was mine.
E-Rex?
It can take different forms. That was the strongest it's ever been. It just kept getting stronger the longer I was down here.
Oh.
She looks downward a bit.
I guess when you're by yourself, yeah, that makes sense.
She nods a bit. Then she looks up, but you all are gonna get rid of this demiplane.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
Maybe
you can see what's after that.
Maybe then I won't have to be scared anymore. She just closes her eyes a little bit, and she just kind of smiles for the first time. And then she looks up towards all of you. Whatever you're looking for, it's that device, right? That's what I think. I figured.
Yeah. It's the device.
It's not gonna work. But it might teach you what will work.
That's kind of what we were thinking.
And then she just kind of steps towards you, Cecily, and she holds out her hand for you.
Cecily will take it.
And she just looks down towards your hand. She nods. Your magic's different. It's powerful. Much more powerful than mine was. She looks up towards you again and smiles. You can do it. And then she begins to fade.
Cecily will hug her, like, very motherly. Mm-hmm. Kind of stroke her hair until she disappears.
And eventually she's fully gone. And the door clicks open.
That way maybe make the monkey dance in front of her.
I mean, good thinking. You got us out of there. Thanks, guys. As she's like wringing the vomit out of her hair.
All right. Hopefully that'll be the last of the Cecilias we have to meet here. Fingers crossed.
I don't think that's going to be the last of them.
Well, hopefully
this. We still don't know.
Partner's just kind of like looking at his fingers. We met one that was sad, excited, angry, and scared. What other emotions are there?
Oh, people have a wide range of emotions.
Right, hungry? No, I know that. What? What did you say?
Hungry?
Hungry?
No. No, please, okay. No gluttony.
I mean, yeah, if they're all just, you know, sins, but it looks like they're a mixture of things, and he just shrugs a bit.
Well,
disgust, I guess.
Maybe. Not gonna find out by staying out here. Cecily,
I feel like Cecily's gonna close her eyes now and try to use her connection magic, but this time she's gonna reach out to her ancestors and try to gain knowledge from them.
Okay. Go ahead and roll plus weird. Figuring it out, or whatever that move is called right now. I can't remember it.
Not great.
Ooh. Is it not?
Let's find out.
A mixed success is still pretty good. So this is, let me see. Da-da-da-da. Investigate a mystery. So you can you can just ask me a general question if you like. With a mixed success.
Cecily wants to see if they don't have the device yet, right?
No.
Yeah. So Cecily's gonna see if they might know where it is in here.
Oh, I see. So you're using it kind of like a dowsing of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Okay. As you walk into the room is dark, 100%. And your hand just instinctively goes for a light switch and finds one.
Mm.
And you flip it and the lights turn on. And you see it's a very large metallic room with different cabinets, file cabinets, as well as other like locked cabinets along the walls.
I feel like Cecily kind of, her eyes were closed and she opens them when she instinctually goes for the light switch and feels it and turns on the lights, and she's like, looks around the room, and then she closes them again, and she's like, wait guys, this is familiar. It's like kind of like a dream, like I've seen it before, but it's vague.
Now here's the thing, anyone who walks in, at first you see the file cabinets and then of course you see other things, but then the realization hits you. This is where they store dead bodies.
Oh god.
Oh boy, a morgue.
Oh.
Getting the nunchucks.
Yeah. Sorry. Not gonna close her eyes again at that.
But here's the thing, Cecily, as you ask your ancestors for guidance of where this thing is, it's in one of the cabinets that holds a body.
Uh-huh. Cecily's like, guys, I have to open one.
Oh.
You're doing great.
Which one?
Like, well, think for a second. Oh, I know. I'll just stop copy what you did. And he walks in, closing his eyes.
You kind of like trip on the table a little bit as you're
cool. It doesn't work.
Cecily, I think dead bodies creep her out. Maybe
oh, yeah. Dead bodies creep everybody out. Let's be real here.
Right. I feel like if Iggy's like, let me do it, he's going to walk in all eyes closed and everything. And she's just going to guide him to the one that she's supposed to open and sort of hide behind him and like point like that one.
Hey, kids, want to see a dead body?
Iggy feels around.
Okay, oh, no.
Handle. All right.
Before Iggy opens it, I rush up and I pull the gun and I point it at the like at the ready.
So
you pluralize, just gonna lean this. Against the wall watching.
Sure.
All right. Iggy's eyes are still closed as he turns the knob and opens the cabinet.
You open it and of course you hear that like kind of chunk of the mechanism opening. You slowly start to pull it out. And you see a leg. And you see another leg.
What is it, guys? What is it? I can't see. Bull? Okay.
Wait.
What are y'all doing?
As you pull it out, you see Cecilia lying there. Hey there, sailor. How's it going?
Guys, who is it?
Cecily, like, opens her eyes, and she's like, oh, thank God.
Can I open my eyes now?
Yeah, you can open your eyes. It's just another Cecilia.
As you open your eyes, Iggy, she winks.
Oh. Hello. Again. Benefit time.
She's like, hi, I'm Cecily Kincaid.
Oh my God, it's so nice to meet you. And she immediately like swings her legs out and then crosses her legs as she sits on the shelf and then just shakes her hand.
Cecily's like, oh my God, so nice to meet you too. And
it's
like,
so nice to meet you. Oh my gosh.
Hops up on the cold morgue next to her, like, oh, it's chilly up here.
It is chilly. Yeah. I've been lying there for a while now. It's good to nap.
Yeah. God, especially I can imagine if you're covered in nasty fear lizard vomit. It's
oh my gosh, yeah, you do look pretty awful. Oh, you poor thing. Oh, your outfit. Oh no.
Oh my God, you understand.
I understand. And she just like hugs you like quietly, like they're there, it'll be all right.
She's like, I really was not expecting this at all.
Weren't you expecting
all of this?
Oh, the morgue. Oh yeah, that's the place.
Yeah, and being eaten by the lizard.
You were eaten by. Oh, that's how that works. Oh, that's a bummer. Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. My friends tangoed with him and made him vomit.
She looks towards the others, and she just
metaphorically.
Like, she just kind of like nods,
quite literally,
and she just kind of smirks a little bit. Ooh, they're cute.
My friends.
Yeah.
Like all of them.
All of them.
I saw my gun pointed at her.
You're cute, shoots gun.
Cecily, like, as she's saying that, like, all of them, she's, like, guiding the gun down.
Just push it down slowly.
So, you take a closer look at this, Cecilia. What age does this one look like?
Older. Probably closer to your age.
Okay.
Cecily's like, actually, we were kind of looking for something. Do you maybe might know where it is? It totally doesn't go with this outfit, but I kind of need it.
What are you looking for? I can help.
It's the device that they were planning on making to help kind of combine the magics.
Oh, that thing. It's pretty gaudy. Are you sure you want it?
I know it's gaudy. It's basically worse than costume jewelry, which, can you imagine?
It's even worse than that.
Right. I know, but it's like kind of like a save the world thing, and so
so first of all, they call it an MTC, which is stupid. And the name for it even is worse. The mystical transference capacitor, even worse.
Yeah, even worse. I know. Who came up with that? Totally.
Oh, MTC. I thought you said an empty seat.
MTC? Oh, Sal, you see, that's exactly what I was thinking. Like, as soon as you say that kind of thing, people would mistake it for that.
I thought it was a chair.
You thought we were here looking for a chair?
It was an empty seat.
MTC,
Iggy. Well, you gotta get that enunciate better.
Hey, Iggy, I have this container of Tic Tacs. I need you to count them all for me.
One.
Thank you. Two. Okay.
He goes in the corner. Three.
16, 14, 13. 42.
26.
He lost count. He hasn't tried.
He's going to keep on. No, sorry. He's just going to keep counting the corner. Why you have to go on the scene? So, yeah, this is.
All right.
Don't worry. I have a bit for when I come back.
Good to hear it. All right. Mm-hmm. So besides the chess and shenanigans, so I know like those things don't sound particularly nice, but do you so happen to know like, you know, where it is?
Well, first of all, good news, not a chair.
That's the best news ever.
So do you want, we could keep going good news, but there is some bad news.
I would like some bad news first, though.
It's broken.
Why is it broken? How do you figure?
Because of how it was used.
It didn't really work in the first place. We're gonna kind of try to fix it.
Oh.
Get better. Improve upon it.
Wow.
Maybe make it functional and fashionable.
Oh, like give it an avant-garde kind of look.
Yeah, maybe make it like a really fancy brooch or something.
That would be adorbs.
Maybe you can make it a rocking chair. Sorry. I'm not there.
A lazy boy.
She just kind of like watches. Okay, so I guess not bad news then. Cool. Well, unless bad news is it's in a body. That might be pretty bad news.
In a body, you say?
It's in my body.
It is.
Oh, fuck. Uh-huh. Jesus.
Where exactly?
Oh, in my abdomen.
Oh, do you want us to take care of that for you?
Would you?
Oh, I would be more than happy to.
This is not where I thought this was going to go.
Oh, boy.
Are you able to do that?
Hold on one moment. Let me consult Cassius.
You called Cassius? Yes, my darling. What's wrong?
Cassius, we got a little... I'm just like kind of... Oh, one moment, please. Mm-hmm. It's my boss. And like she does like a little heart.
Go on,
with her hand. All right. Yeah, like away from their ears. Little bit of an issue.
All right.
The thing that we're looking for is in somebody's abdomen right now.
Oh.
Yeah. So,
have you ever been in medical school?
No.
That is a bit of a downer then.
But I did help someone regurgitate drugs before. Is it the same thing?
If she swallowed it, maybe?
Hold on. Did you swallow it?
Oh, no. It was the surgery.
Oh, you were in a surgery.
Uh-huh.
All right. Do you have scarring from that?
Yeah, she lifts up her shirt and you see just this big old scar on her stomach.
Oh.
Fuck.
Hold on. Boom. Why? Okay, they're in a morgue. I think something might have gone horribly wrong.
And now it
is it now clicking with you?
Yeah. And now it clicks.
Well,
Trixie is talking
but they
to
seem
her boss.
Fine. Should we at least try?
Well, you just hear his voice kind of. You hear their voice go up an octave. I mean.
Well, Trixie's talking to her boss.
I don't think you can cut open an abdomen.
No. I meant knockout.
Oh, yes, anesthesia. No, you shouldn't do that.
Let me apply some light anesthesia. Imagine.
What did you want to do, while Trixie's talking?
I'm just going to ask Cecilia, is it okay if I reach out and touch you?
Yeah, if you want.
I'm going to feel her wrist and also behind her ear for a pulse.
Your hand goes through her.
Oh.
Oh. Wait. Oh, and God. I lower.
Goes right through.
Gaps.
Even through the abdomen?
Yep.
Hey, Trixie.
What?
I'm just waving my hand inside of her like, we might have a small problem here.
Oh, where's your body?
Oh, it's not here.
Where do you so happen to know?
It was buried somewhere. I don't know where they put it.
Oh, is it still there?
Probably. Maybe. But you gotta get out of here to get to it, I think.
All right. Change of plans. It's a ghost.
Oh, that, yeah, then it absolutely won't work.
Dang it.
I don't know if you can nunchuck. Maybe you could use nunchucks on a ghost.
Maybe. But okay, so can you, I'm sorry, what, so it's Cecily Kincaid. Hold on.
Cecilia will look towards you.
Cecilia, I'm so sorry.
That's fine.
How are you feeling? What's going on with you?
I feel great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because the whole death thing?
What about the death thing?
The whole being dead thing?
The whole being dead thing?
What about it?
The way you're feeling great?
Maybe. Do dead people feel great?
I mean, you don't really have any responsibilities anymore. That is That'd true. Be great. And then, yeah.
As she says it, you hear partner go, that is true.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you're a ghost, too.
Partner just shrugs.
Great. Okay. Do we know where, going back to, do we know where she's buried? Because apparently it might still be in her.
Cassius is just quiet for a moment. So you're going to dig a grave. You're going to go grave robbing.
A little. Yeah.
A little bit of grave robbing?
Yeah. Just, we need to exhume the body.
Just a smidge.
Oh no, it's Cinco de Mayo all over again.
We're gonna put the body back.
That's important. As long as you put it back. Well, I mean, I
we'll put him back to rest.
I don't, but we can. I can see if I can find out.
Can we hear Cassius?
No.
Okay.
He can hear you.
Just let's dig up the body and then marry him.
Anybody want to say anything to Cassius?
What's he saying about this whole thing?
I'm really the only one talking here to them.
Cassius just giggles on the phone.
They're gonna look up to see where they're buried? Is
yes,
that right?
I can look up to see where they're buried, yes.
Alright,
yeah. So he's totally cool with this. Cool.
Are you cool with this?
What's wrong with a little grave robbing?
I know, right?
I just shrug. I mean, you're gonna put the body back.
Exactly, and it's for the better good.
It's for the greater good. It's to stop the apocalypse.
Exactly.
But you gotta get out of there first.
That's another thing.
Yeah.
How do we get out?
As you all look to Cecilia, Cecilia just goes, I don't know, I've been trapped here forever.
Iggy comes back. Oh, so I got the final count. And he pulls up an empty tic-tac-toe. It's zero.
Good job!
Oh,
you owe me new tic-tacs. All right, I'm calling back Cassius. Thank you so much. I appreciate
you.
You
got it.
Iggy starts smiling. Ooh, minty fresh.
Those were orange flavored.
Still minty.
What are you tasting?
Wow.
A lot of orange.
Might have had too many.
I just put a hand on Trixie's.
Yeah.
I put a hand on Trixie's shoulder and just go, look, you're talking to the guy who just ate expired chips out of my car. Don't.
Oh yeah. Wait. Ew.
Yeah.
We gotta talk later, like about hygiene and expired things. Don't know. Okay, whatever. So they're gonna check out to see where you're buried.
Okay.
So yeah.
Cool.
So Yeah, I got nothing, guys. What's going on with you guys?
I mean,
so
I.
He's like so. For someone who's dead, you're surprisingly upbeat about it.
I mean, it's hard not to be when I'm surrounded by such cute individuals such as yourself. She winks again.
Oh, you.
Oh.
But that being said, if you don't mind me asking, how'd it happen?
How'd it happen?
Yeah.
Oh, me dying?
Yeah.
It was a surgery.
So the device was put into you? That's how it was going to work?
Mm-hmm. They didn't know how else to do it. They needed the magic to flow through me.
Oh, my God. There's got to be a better way than that.
Oh, I'm sure there was. But it was, you know, it was back in whatever year it was. So I don't even remember. It's been too long I've been down here. She just smiles.
So did you actually wake up during it or?
Oh yeah, I woke up. They turned it on and that's when I died.
Oh.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. What happened when they turned it on?
What happened when I died? I don't know.
If you don't mind me.
Just all went dark.
Ah. Iggy's going to now like slowly and have like with a pained look turn to partner.
Partner just kind of like looks downward.
Yeah. What happened?
I was not part of the project any longer when they installed the device.
Uh-huh.
And
what?
You
must have heard about what happened, though.
I argued against it. And he looks a little angry. I did not know she passed until a year later.
Oh.
And he just nods. Yeah. So.
Well. My condolences?
He just kind of like looks towards Cecilia and just looks downward again. Thanks.
Cecilia?
Cecilia looks towards you. Mm-hmm.
Why did you go through with it?
That's a good question.
Knowing that it could have killed you, or that it would kill you. Well, I guess you didn't know it would, but sorry. But
there was a
knowing
point,
the risk,
she says quietly. When I knew.
Yeah. And you still went through.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
There was a point where they were prepping me for surgery, and then she looks towards partner. Thanks to him, they gave me one last chance to opt out. They told me that there was a 5% chance of it working. And I did it anyway, because...
A 5% chance?
5% is still something. It was still a chance to help the Overseer.
Cecily's like, you know, I sort of used to think that same way.
She looks towards you.
And these guys made me realize that even my life is an unacceptable loss.
I didn't have anyone tell me that except for him.
You should have.
I should have.
There's always another way.
But at the same time, I'm sorry you didn't have more people like partner around.
She smiled a bit. You all seem really nice.
She's like, they're my best friends.
She looks towards you, Cecily. So you don't want to go through with something that would separate you from them, right?
Absolutely not. That's my worst fear.
She just smiles warmly, and she just takes your hand and she shakes them, like, happily. Good. That's awesome.
Existing in a world without them is something I hope to never know.
Aww.
And she's like, and I understand that feeling of like wanting to give even that last 5% of yourself when you don't have it to give just to protect them. But they made me realize that friendship goes both ways. Like, they,
that sacrifice would have been worth you being gone. Even if we survived, it wouldn't have been worth it.
Cecily will like put her arm around Iggy at that and like lay her head on his shoulder and kind of like squeeze Lore's hand too. And be like, we will get through this, and we're going to graduate, and we're going to walk down that aisle, and we're going to get our diplomas, and...
Iggy kind of grimaces at that last part.
She's like, or GEDs.
or GEDs.
Then she's like, and it's going to be fine. We're going to do this and together. And then we're going to go to college and we're going to have a whole life.
That's what this was supposed to do. She'll put her hand to her abdomen. It was supposed to make it so people could have a normal life for once.
Yeah, but it shouldn't cost you.
Shouldn't have, but it did. But it doesn't have to for you.
Do you know how to fix this so it wouldn't?
As much as it pains me to admit, your magic is much more powerful than mine was. And I'm not saying put the device within you. Don't do that.
She's like, ew, and deal with some nasty scar? No thanks.
You can, like, deeper sigh of relief.
But here's the thing. You're already surrounded by individuals who use different types of magic. If you are the conduit with whatever device your new foundation is able to make, maybe even with, I don't know, smarter minds than I've ever known, I think it's way more likely than a 5% chance. But you gotta get out of here first.
Cecily will, like, hug her really tightly and be like, and when we're done, you'll finally be done too.
Yeah. It will be. She nods. But perhaps part of the reason I did it too was because I was waiting for you.
And Cecily's like, and I couldn't have done it without you.
All of you.
All of you.
That's a nice thought.
But a little bit of advice. You were young. You were busy, too busy growing up. Take it easy on yourself now. It's okay now. You don't have to punish yourself anymore.
She nods a bit. Yeah. And then she kind of closes her eyes just a little bit. She just closes her eyes and she just leans down a little bit. And then she looks up towards partner. That means you gotta take me. And he just looks downward a little bit. Yeah. That's what that means. You can hear his pain voice.
I feel like Cecily at that is gonna run over and throw her arms around, partner's neck.
Partner just kind of like catches you, like looks down towards you. What?
You're a good person. And my family was lucky to have you in their corner.
Aww.
His eyes go a little wider and you see tears start to form in there as he just like looked down towards you. And he stops and he kind of feels his cheeks. I'm not used to that anymore, being physical and having tears.
I mean, sorry. Look at this way, partner.
Partner looks towards you.
Now you have a chance to have a proper goodbye.
Yeah.
And you kind of still have a man in our corner, and she'll gesture to Iggy at that.
What?
Well, one of us has to make sure we keep an eye on the Kincaids.
Okay.
Fireballs they are. And he smiles and he just rubs your hair, Cecily.
Yeah, they are.
And she'll give him like a really gentle kiss on the cheek.
He smiles. And
squeeze him once more and then kind of give Cecilia a hug as well.
As you move to hug Cecilia, at first you can tell that she's incorporeal, but then she becomes corporeal. Yeah. And you're able to hold her. And that's when you realize this isn't that one emotion anymore. This is the one that you met at the beginning.
Right. It's all, they're all back together now.
Mm-hmm.
Cecily's like, I promise we'll finish this for you.
She just kind of sighs and looks down, and then she steps back from you, and she looks towards you with a little bit of determination in her eyes. You're Kincaid.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not all of you. Don't ever forget that, like I did.
Cecily smiles and she's like, thankfully, I have a whole bunch of people who will never let me forget exactly who I am.
She smiles. I think it's way cooler that you're Cecily more than you're a Kincaid.
Cecily will like smile at that, having like tears in her own eyes, and she'll like hug her again and be like, thanks, I needed to hear that.
She nods as she hugs you back finally, and then she looks up towards partner. Alright, partner just kind of smiles a little bit. I mean, to be fair, this wasn't my job until just recently, so that worked out, I guess, in our benefit. She just shrugs. The other guy was kind of a creep. He just nods. Well, I mean, he probably didn't have good people skills, but I don't know if he's a creep. Then she just kind of shakes her head. I'd rather it be you anyway.
Oh.
And he just nods. He holds out her hand, or his hand for her. And she takes it. And you start to see the walls begin to crumble. All around you. And she closes her eyes, and then she looks towards all of you, and so does partner. It's nice to meet you all. Try not to get stuck in a Debbie plane again.
Aw. Cecily's gonna be like, it was nice to meet you too. An honor.
She just smiles at that. I'm glad someone thinks it's an honor. Glad I made a good impression.
And then, go ahead. Yeah, you walked so we could kick Lilith's ass.
She laughs at that. She goes, she just kind of nods. Kick her once for me then.
Cecily's like, gladly.
And that's when the area around you begins to fade and you are back in, you're still in limbo. But the hospital no longer exists, and you are free to leave limbo at your own will.
I feel like Cecily will put her arms around everyone, including Trixie, and be like, come on guys, let's get out of here.
Right, okay, let me go ahead and create the door again. Make sure we don't go back to the giant lava pit.
Okay.
All right.
You go ahead and roll for that door.
Wait. Nope, I hope I roll good on this one. It's kind of key. No pressure at all.
Also, there's no more negatives, so that's nice.
Can you let us out at the cemetery?
I am trying to. Give me a second. I gotta remember what to roll.
It's weird.
Take us to the cemetery.
It's your magic.
Magic. Right.
Yes, I do.
So, here's the thing. The door will open in the space you are currently in. Mm-hmm. So, you'll be where the hospital was. Where that is an old will branch.
Yeah, close enough.
So, there's a moment where you all see the door appear. And it opens for you and you can see proper will branch outside. You can feel the breeze. You can see the trees and hear the rustling of the leaves, and it is proper Will Branch.
Trixie will just lay on the floor.
Steps outside.
On the asphalt?
Yep.
It's you. Okay. So as you walk out, you do feel grass beneath you, so you just kind of plop onto the grass.
Touching grass.
Cecily will take off her necklace that has like her initials on it, and fold it up and lay it on the ground where the hospital was, and then step through.
Which is amazing because you both have the same initials.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
It's like I
That's good. That's good.
As you step through, you all are back in Will Branch proper. You can hear the sounds of cars, the sounds of birds, the sounds of commerce. And you are in Old Will Branch, right by the old statue of the founder.
I'm calling Julio right away. Julio!
What? You just hear your ear piece.
Can you get us transportation back here, please?
Where? We kind of destroyed your credit card.
We just... Don't tell him about the credit card.
I'm sorry.
Can you send a convoy to come get us, please?
I guess. Where are you?
I don't know.
Oh my god. Fine, we'll find your location.
No, we're by the weird statue guy. I'm not from here, I don't know.
And then it just hangs up. Cecily. You had dowsing. It's close.
Oh. Yay.
It's real close.
How does it appear to Cecily? Does she just feel it?
You feel it.
Cecily will be like, as soon as she steps out and she feels that pull, she'll be like, guys, I know where it is, and just like kick off her heels and start running barefoot.
As you run behind the statue and you continue to run through the grass, there is a point where there's just a big open area of grass, a park, if you will. But it's not really made into anything yet. Like, they haven't decided what to do with it just yet. And there's a point where you stop, and it's beneath you.
I feel like God Cecily hates the idea of having to disrupt Cecilia's grave. And so I feel like she's instead going to sit down on top of it and close her eyes and just try to channel her connection magic once more to her ancestors and be like saying something like, what once was lost is now found. What once was yours is now ours, or something.
Okay. Go ahead and roll plus weird.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were about to ask Lorelai to dig for you.
Oh, A was reaching into his bag for a shovel already.
Yeah, the rest of the group is running up after you.
Taking the pause.
Sorry, my dog is excited as well. We can hear them.
Are we covered in gunk still, or was that like...
Can I re-roll?
Yeah, absolutely, please, go ahead.
You have 11 re-rolls.
Yay, okay.
Most we've had in a while.
Oh my god.
You can use another one if you want.
I mean, we have tons.
On, means, go ahead.
One more. Please. Yes.
Much better.
Nice.
Alright. Hey. As you make the spell and as you put your hands to the grass, your hand just kind of goes into it. And as you pull your hand up, you're holding the device.
I feel like Cecily's pulling her hand out just as her friends run up, and she like opens her eyes and turns to look at them and is like, got it.
You got the chair?
Huh?
You got the chair?
I got the what?
The chair.
Yeah.
I'm behind the NPC. Iggy, and my gun hand is twitching. It wants to raise and just hold it down with the other hand.
Hey, not a good
idea. Wow, it's Lorelai that had to talk him down. That's amazing.
I know, like, no. Why are you, why are you so freaking trigger happy right now?
He's still mad about the car.
You all hear from a distance Jason's shoutings for Cecily as he's running up. And then he just immediately tackles you, Cecily.
Cecily will hug him back and like give him so many kisses like all over his face.
He just holds you tightly as you do so, and he just goes, never do that again, all right?
She's like, I promise I won't, but I got it.
He just like looks a bit surprised as he looks towards you. How did you?
And then she'll be like, I mean, we got it.
He just laughs towards you. He just goes, just never do that again. All right.
She's like, which part? Going to limbo, going into a tunnel full of hell power infused mole
also
robots.
why are you sticky? And he just like leans back a little bit.
get vomited by a giant lizard.
Oh, that was one of the things. And he just like starts to, oh, you've had a day.
So probably none of those things are
no,
right.
Yes, no, don't do any of that again.
Okay.
Well, what happened with those tunnels anyway?
Huh? He just looks towards
what happened to the tunnels anyway?
Oh, we have a lot to discuss. He just nods.
Oh.
Let's head back to the foundation, yes?
Yeah.
He just nods towards you all. And we'll make sure, he looks towards the three girls. You all get showers. He just nods. This way. He just starts to walk.
Also, A.
Hmm?
Trixie's gonna, like, disarm A. What are you doing?
What?
What are you doing?
Nothing? What do you mean?
Look, you just don't pull out a gun out in public like this. Back there, it's fine. But here? No, that doesn't fly.
As you are putting his gun down, you notice, I will say, Trixie, that he has that orange tip around his gun, so it looks like a toy gun.
Oh.
It's a pop. It looks like a pop gun.
It looks like a pop gun.
Is this a real gun?
What? No, it's not.
I was about to give you my nunchucks. I'm taking what? This for a minute.
She has confiscated your gun for a moment.
I kind of need that.
Why?
Oh my god, it would take way too long to explain.
Tell me why.
As you all are walking with like a moment of levity, we're going to end the session there. we got one more, I feel like, out of this mystery. We got one more. One more.
Oh, really? This is not the end of the mystery.
No, you gotta make it work.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
mystery complete. We got what we needed.
You got part of it. You're in the next phase, actually. I should change the dice. Hold on one second.
We did it. High five, everyone.
High five. We solved the mystery.
Now let's go on to the final mystery.
Nope.
I'll see you guys later. Bye.
We got one more mission. One more session with Trixie.
I thought this was going to be the last one. And I'm just like so happy I get to see you guys again.
Oh, I know you want to get rid of us already.
No!
It's okay, though, because she'll be back with a new campaign.
We still haven't learned anything about the fish!
What fish? Oh,
what about the fish?
Yeah. Don't worry. We'll give her the time. Whether it's a secret, whether it's the end of the mystery, or I give you all a little bonus episode, we'll figure it out. We'll get it. Don't worry about it. Thank you, everybody,
a
so
bonus.
Much for... Yeah, bonus. Thank you, everybody, so much for watching / listening. This is Will Branch, High Senior Year, Iron Monster of the Week campaign. Also, thank you, too, oh my gosh, for the raid! Thank you, High Shelf Collective, for the raid. We love you.
Hey.
A heart for you. But yeah, this was, I don't know what session this was. That's why there's no session number on this one. I forgot. But
is it episode 303 of the podcast?
It's episode 303 of the podcast. There you go. But yeah, wow. If you like what you saw, give us a follow here on twitch.tv/GMHina. And if you like what you heard, give us a little review wherever you listen to podcasts. Just search Will Branch High and you'll find it. Especially on Spoofy, so feel free to do that. Also, if you leave a review, I will do a little dance. You won't see it, but I'll be doing it. So now is my favorite part, where we talk about your favorite parts, or give kudos. Who would like to talk about their favorite part, or give a kudo?
I like the part where Iggy made the monkey dance.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
I like the part where Lorelai ate the lizard.
Actually, I like that part too.
Oh my god.
I want to give a huge kudos for Andy for giving like a great wrap up to the lesson that Cecily learned in this part of the mystery.
That was
oh my
really
god.
Good.
That is some great growth from Cecily.
Character development. Let's go.
Andy, like I've just kind of noticed that like you you roleplay very well. Mm-hmm. Like, exceptionally well.
That's why I wanted
well.
In here.
Oh, thanks. Really?
Yeah, you do.
I don't just take you for shits and giggles, my friend. That's only positive.
You tie everything together, like, with your character, and, like, you, like, it seems very personal, and it shows just, like, how deep you love this character, and mm-hmm. I love it. I do.
Thank you.
And the fact, also, again, CK at the end, like, oh my god.
That was
god.
Really good. Very mm-hmm. good. Anyone else, like, want to give any favorite parts or kudos?
The pamphlets
say,
from you.
Iggy, what?
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, I want to hear what Iggy has to say.
Oh, I was just going to say, Iggy, just for all the shenanigans, like, throughout the entire, like, episode, the entire session, just everything.
I'm not allowed to have anything serious.
No.
Not when Iggy's around and being stupid, no.
That's fine. We'll
unintentionally get stupid, too.
We get him sometimes. We get him sometimes. Fine.
Yeah.
Like the brochures. Thank you for letting me have brochures.
That was such a good skit.
I have become very comfortable with just allowing shit to happen, and I'm very thankful that I've become so confident in
you
that
have.
Ability.
Yes.
So you've been eaten by a monster.
Thank God.
So you've met Sasquatch.
So you've discovered up. Sasquatch. It's the Captain America meme of the chair.
Yep. So you're trying to start a polyamorous relationship with a bunch of monsters. Here's for you, Cecily.
So you like
monster
hearts,
too. So you took a bad Betty on a Yeti.
Well, Cecily has the rest of them, because Trixie was handing them off to Cecily,
yeah,
so Cecily now
has
all
of
her
Cecily could not light them on fire, so Cecily has a bunch of pamphlets now.
Rolled up like a newspaper.
How she will use them, we will never know.
I do like the whole Cecily, no, bad. Take it out of your
put
mouth.
Put it down.
I saw
put
Andy.
It
down.
Look.
Andy did have one because I saw I do, but my dog.
Yeah, bark. Sorry. My dog's, it's their medicine time, so he barks, so he can't help
no
it.
Worries.
He's all, he gets confused. And so, yeah, I actually was going to say, I just love having Trixie around just because I feel like she brings so much, like, mortal levity to the situation, like, and then just, like, oh, nope, you're not going to kneel down, I'll take the fall, and I'm like, ah, god, no, not you, but also thank you, because Cecily did not want to. So.
Oh, also, they were Monster Hearts 2 first. I saw that with time to transfer over. This group started on Monster Hearts 2 and we moved to Monster of the Week. But we'll talk more about our new campaign another time. That's nowhere near here yet. That's not here yet. So again, we're getting close though to the end. But we still have some time to enjoy these characters a little bit longer. So we hope you'll join us again next week for another wonderful session of Will Branch High Senior Year, even though the senior year is the longest fucking year I've ever done.
When's graduation?
I don't know anymore. It's been 84 years. But also, if you would like to see more tabletop goodness, we are having our usual session for Wyvern's Mark Tales of Drestrea on Saturday. We won't be having many Saturday streams because of events. October needs to calm the fuck down. So, if you want to catch us play D&D for one time this month, it's this Saturday, so hopefully you can come hang out with us, because that would be great. And then, of course, we'll be back in November with that. But, yeah, we appreciate you all so much for hanging out with us. I appreciate my players, as always, for playing with me. Y'all make this table so fun and chaotic, and I look forward to this every time. But I love you all dearly. We're gonna go ahead and call it. I'm gonna go lie down, because that was chaotic as fuck. But you all take care of yourself. Stay safe, be kind, and we shall see you next time. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. I want you to know that with you, I feel whole.